You can come closer. Come closer. Okay, so yeah, we will start the sermon in a minute. But first, I will just tell a little bit about how I ended up in Tajikistan, and then for those that were not here on Friday, we will just explain a little bit about Tajikistan. So, I remember one day when I was about 11, and I was coming out of church, and I said to my mum and dad, I said, you know what, mum and dad, I would really like to teach the Bible, but you know that evangelism stuff, telling people about Jesus? I don't really want to do any of that.
大概是我11岁的时候，从教会回来，我跟我的父母亲说，我有一天想要去教圣经，但是去传福音，我不知道，也许这个不是我做的事情。
But I don't know if you guys have this experience. Sometimes when we say something to God, oh, I will never do that, God, then God leads us to do it.
不知道大家有没有这样的一个个人的经历，有时候我会跟神说啊，神啊，这个事情我肯定不会做，但是奇妙的是神也许最后把你带到去做这件事情的路上。So
when I was in college, the Lord just really placed on me like a heart and a burden to, yes, teach the Bible, but also to tell people the good news about Jesus.
当我在上大学的时候，神给了我这个心，给了我这个负担，不仅仅是教圣经，同时也要把这个福音好消息告诉别人。And
also he placed on my heart a desire to just serve him where maybe the church is weak, where maybe there aren't many Christians, where maybe it is difficult.
神还给了我一个特别的负担，让我去一个地方，去一些地方去服侍，而这些地方也许教会是非常的软弱，甚至很少有基督徒。
Yep, and that was the main thing for me. It didn't really matter where, and the Lord, through a few steps, led me to Tajikistan, where I met Amber, and now we're married.
这个就是非常奇妙的，这个事情，然后神就把我最后带到了塔吉克斯坦，然后我也有机会认识Amber，今天在这里。So
the important thing for me was just being called to serve in a place where the God's people is weak.
对我来说最重要的就是有这个负担，就是回应神的呼召，去那些教会很软弱的地方去服侍。So
we just have, for those that were not here on Friday, we have a few pictures. Have we got the pictures on the slides?
那些星期五不在我们中间的人，我有一些照片给大家看一下。Okay,
so this here, if you can see, for those that were not here, this is a picture of Tajikistan, the map.
中间那个国家是塔吉克斯坦。And
you can see it is next to China.
大家看，跟中国是接壤的，跟中国的新疆在右边。
But China is so big that I guess many of you don't think about what's really on that far side so often.
但是中国太大了，也许大家不一定想过这个中国边上有哪些邻国。Let's
have the next slide. Tajikistan is very pretty. It's a very mountainous country. Lots of beautiful mountains like these ones.
塔吉克斯坦是个非常漂亮的国家，有很多山地，有很多漂亮的山，大家可以看到。
And it is a majority Muslim country, so 99.5% of people are Muslim.
但是这是一个基本上都是穆斯林为主的国家，它的穆斯林人口占总人口的 99.5%.
Which, as you know, Muslim people can be very hard to the gospel, but also God is doing some really cool things.
大家知道穆斯林可能对福音有抵触。
And this is where we live. This is the capital, Dushanbe, it is called, the capital of Tajikistan.
这个地方是叫杜尚比，是塔吉克斯坦的首都。
Yeah, so that is a little bit about where we live, and I said everything, so I don't think Amber has anything to say.
这个就是我们生活工作的地方。 大概就是这样子，不知道Amber还有没有话要讲。
But you can talk to her afterwards, she's amazing, she has lots of good things to say.
但他已经 下去了，但是这个完了之后，昨日完了之后，大家可以继续跟他交流啊，他非常的棒。
Great, so I am going to pray, and then we will look at God's word together.
好，我们在
Heavenly Father, we thank you we can be here today. We thank you for the privilege of being with these brothers and sisters. And Father, as we come to your word, your precious, special word, we pray that you would build us up, that you would convict us, that you would change us, that we would become more like you. By the power of your Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. So let me just get my notes.Okay, so I remember a day in Tajikistan, maybe about 2 years ago.
我记得差不多两年以前在塔吉克斯坦有这么一天。
And it was the middle of the day.
就是大概是中午的时候。
And I was discouraged.
我非常的沮丧，非常的灰心。
I don't know if you've had this experience, but on that day, I made lots of plans to meet lots of people.
不知道大家有没有和我类似的情况？那一天其实我有很多计划，要跟很多的人见面。
And to read the Bible with them, to talk to them about Jesus.
要跟他们一起读圣经，跟他们分享耶稣。
And on that morning, all of them cancelled.
但是那一天早上，所有人说他们来不了了。
Cancel, 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 cancel.
不来，不来，不来，不来。
And I was like,
ah. 我就说，哎。
Yes, on that day I was very discouraged.
所以那一天其实我是非常的沮丧。
Kind of just asking God, like, what am I doing? Like, what is the purpose? What is the point of me being here?
我甚至在问神啊，神啊，你让我到这里，我到底在这里做什么？
Because honestly, in the past 2 years, I've had many days like that.
但是实事求是的说，在过去的两年中。有很多的日子就像那一天一样。
And this passage that we are looking at today, Mark 4:36-40, is very short and simple.
但是今天我们要看的这段经文，马可福音第四章36-40就非常非常短的经文。
But on that day, it was a very big encouragement to me.
这个经文非常的短，但是在那一天对我来说是一个极大的鼓励。
And I hope it will also be an encouragement to you this morning.
希望同样这些经文也是对大家的鼓励。
So we're going to look at it in two sections.
我们要看两段的经文。
Firstly, we will just look at the passage, and then I will give some examples from our ministry of this passage.
我今天的讲分两部分，第一部分是我们看一下神的话语，然后第二部分是讲跟这个神的话语有关的我自己的经历。
And I grew up when I did like training for preaching. They always trained us on teaching children.
我长大的时候，我在经历这个讲道训练的时候呢，一开始都会教我们怎么样，一开始来教导孩子们。
And they always said, just have a very clear, simple phrase that everyone can remember.
他说，这个教我们怎么样跟孩子讲道的时候呢？就是有一个非常简单的一个要求，是要讲得非常清楚，每个人都能记着。
So today we are going to see that God's word produces a harvest.
这个简单的信息，非常清楚的信息，就是神的话产出了收获。
Very simple. God's word produces a harvest.
非常的清楚，神的话产出了收获。
So I'm just going to just reread it again one more time.
我们一起来读。
Shall we, do you want to translate as I go, or should I just read it and then you read it?
Read it, then we can read in Chinese.
Okay, great. So, okay, one more time. Okay, yes, it is on the slides. I put it on the slides even. Yes. And he said, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day.And the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白天起来，这种就发芽见长， 那人却不晓得如何这样。
The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，然后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
So this story here that Jesus tells, this parable, is very similar in some ways to the parable of the sower.
这个地方耶稣给的这个比喻其实非常接近在马可福音第四章前面讲的撒种的比喻。
And we learn from the parable of the sower, really importantly, that the seed is the word of God.
在撒种的比喻中间，我们知道非常重要的一点，撒的这个种是神的话。
Which I think means mostly the gospel, but we could also say the Bible as well.
我认为这个种最主要的是福音，当然也是神的话语。
And we also learn in the parable of the sower that the ground.Is us. It's the people responding to God's word.
而撒种的比喻，这个不同的土是我们，是我们怎么样来回应神的话。
So here in this parable, we have a man scattering the seed.
而今天讲的这个比喻的时候，一个人在把种子撒在地上。
Which represents us spreading God's word.
这个代表的是我们把神的话语。
And so what does this man do? He goes out, he scatters the seed.
这个人在干什么？这人去把种子撒在地上。
And then he goes to sleep.
然后他晚上就去睡觉。
And then he wakes up.
早上醒来。
And then he goes to sleep.
然后睡觉。
And then he wakes up.
然后醒来。
And he keeps doing this process. It says verse 27, he sleeps and rises night and day.
圣经说他白天起来，晚上睡觉，日复一日。
And he keeps doing this process. And verse 27 says, "And the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how."
然后第二十七节说，种子发芽长大，但是他不晓得如何会发生的。
So the man scatters the seed, and then he does nothing.
所以。人把种子撒在地上，然后他没有做什么。
And God, by His miraculous way with agriculture, makes a harvest.
但是神通过他在农业上的行的这个神迹，让这个种子最后变成一个收获。
And we see that harvest, the earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear.And then when the grain is ripe, he harvests it.
然后28节29节说，地生五谷是出于自然，先发苗，后长穗，然后结出饱满的籽粒，成熟了，收获的时候就到了。
And Jesus is saying that God's kingdom is the same.
耶稣说，神的国也是这样的。
We go about scattering the word.
我们去把神的话语像种子一样撒出去。
And then we go to sleep.
然后我们睡觉。
And we wake up.
我们起了。
And we go to sleep.
睡。
And we wake up. And we go to do our normal lives. We go to the store. We go to school. We go to work.
我们做我们平常做的事情。我们去上学。我们去上班。我们去店里买东西。
And we don't know how, but God's word produces a harvest.
我们不知道为什么。但是神的话产出了收获。
And I love this little phrase here. It says, "He knows not how."
我特别喜欢这句话。圣经说，他不晓得如何会发生。
Because if I look at my life, even most days that I have scattered God's word, it just doesn't look like anything has happened.
因为我自己看我自己的生活，虽然好像每天我都在撒种，但是说实在的，我没有看到有什么事情在发生。
But then, if I look over a long period of time,
但是如果我回头看 一段很长的时间的话
And if I look in my life and in the life of others over this long period,
我看我自己的生命和其他人生命通过一个很长的时间来看
I see a harvest.
我看到了一个收获
And it's kind of like, whoa, how did that happen? How did that get there?
就说啊，这个是怎么会这样？怎么会发生的呢？
Which is Jesus' point.
这个就是耶稣想要
that the harvest doesn't happen immediately.
因为耶稣想告诉我们，这个收获并不是马上就发生的。
You know, I am not from a farming background. I grew up in the city.
我并不是农民出身，我是在城里头长大的。
And I don't know, maybe some of you guys grew up with more of a farming background.
也许我们中间有的人可能对农业可能更熟悉一些。
But one thing I do know is you don't go out and harvest, you don't go out and scatter the seed.
有一点我知道了，你不是说出去把种子撒下来。
And then go to bed and wake up.
然后回家睡觉，早上起来。
And expect to see a really big harvest.
然后第二天看到非常非常非常。好的收成。
That is not how farming works.
因为这个农业不是这样子的。
It grows slowly, right? Maybe for a few weeks you see nothing, and then just a little bit.
这个庄稼是成长是要有过程，也许几个星期之内什么都看不到，然后有一点点长出来。
So you don't see it in one day, and it happens slowly.
你不是一天就能看到，而这个过程是很慢很慢的过程。
But God's word.Does produce a harvest.
但是神的话会产出最后的收获。
So I was just going to give a few examples now of this principle that God's word produces a harvest.
我要给大家讲几个原则，就是神的话会产出收获。
From our missionary work, just so you can hear a bit more about our work as well.
我自己的经历是传道士的这个经历所以你也知道。你会了解我做的事情。
But I also want to say that, you know, we as missionaries, we are not like super special, super holy people.
但是我要告诉大家，我们传道士并不是这个超级基督徒特别的人，其实跟大家一样。
Maybe the context is different or the place is different.
也许我们这个工作的那个场景不一样。所在的地方的文化语言不一样。
And maybe I have more time.
也许我有更多的时间。
But all of us are called to this work of scattering the word of God, of telling people the message about Jesus.
但是我们每个人都被召，要把神的话告诉人。
So one example that I wanted to give was of my friend called Ernest.
第一个故事是我要跟大家讲我的一个朋友，他的名字叫 Ernest。
So one of the things we do in Tajikistan is we play ultimate frisbee. If you know ultimate frisbee.
我们在塔吉克斯坦做的有一件事情，就是我们有参加一个比赛叫终极飞盘。
It sounds like frying pan when you say it on the translation. And we do this anyway as like a way to meet people, to build relationships so that we can share the good news with them.
我们在做这个体育的这个通过这个过程，我们能够认识人，然后跟他们讲耶稣，讲圣经。
And this picture is actually at the Central Asian Championship.
这个照片很了不起的，他们是在中亚的冠军赛的时候拍的照片。
But we only won one game at the Central Asian Championship.
比赛成绩不是很好，我们就赢了一场，其他都输了。
So anyway, we have this frisbee group, and we're praying, Lord, send people that are open to receive the message about Jesus, the gospel.
我们有这个飞盘这个团体，我们一直在跟神祷告说，神啊，你把更多人带过来，我们要跟他们讲耶稣。
And one person that God brought along was my friend Ernest.
来了其中的一个人，他的名字他是我的朋友，叫 Ernest。
And one day I went to get lunch with him. I said, "Hey, bro, do you want to come and get lunch with me one day?" And he said, "Yes."
有一天我跟他说，哎，兄弟，你愿意跟我一起去吃中饭吗？吃午饭吗？他说好。
And you know, we chatted about life. He's from Afghanistan. He's a refugee from Afghanistan.
然后我们跟他讲，我了解了他的生活，他是阿富汗的难民
And then I asked him, you know, what do you think about religion? What do you believe personally yourself?
然后我就问他，你的宗教信仰，你自己到底信的是什么？
And he said, you know, I don't actually really believe in Islam, I don't think.
然后他说，啊，其实我跟你讲，我真是不是真正的相信伊斯兰教。
So I said, well, have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever read anything about Jesus?
然后我问你有没有读过圣经，有没有读到耶稣？
And basically, I persuaded him to read the Bible with me.
然后我就尽可能鼓励他去跟我一起来读圣经。
And then a few months later, so we'd been reading the Bible a bit together.
然后几个月以后，我们就是一起有读圣经的时间。
And he sat down with me a couple of months afterwards, and he said, "You know what, Ben? When you first asked me, I was very suspicious."
然后大概一两个月以后，我们在一起的时候，他突然跟我说，他说 ，Ben， 你知道吗？你当初跟我叫我一起来跟你读圣经的时候，其实我。
You know, and you're from England, and I thought, you know, you probably have an agenda. You probably have some bad reason for kind of trying to talk to me. Maybe you have met people like this, or maybe that's how you think right now. I don't know. But he said, then we actually read the Bible.
然后他说，然后我们真正的是在读圣经。
And I realized that this wasn't about an agenda.
然后我认识到并不是有一个什么特别的那个规划或者是目标。
But actually, this book is amazing.
因为实际上这本书圣经这卷书非常非常的奇妙。
And you know the stories about Jesus and the message that through him we can have our sins forgiven.
这个讲的是耶稣的故事，讲到我们的罪能够得到赦免。
You know, I actually think it's true.
因为你这些东西，其实我觉得，哎，这个是真实的。
And he said to me, I just want to confess that is what I used to think about you and about your religion, but that's not what I think anymore.
然后他说我要向你坦白，以前我是原来是这样想你的，但是现在我不认为你是这样子的，所以我要向你坦白。
So maybe he's still on the journey. I'm not sure quite exactly if he believes in Jesus himself or not, but that is an example of God's word producing a harvest in him slowly.
我其实不是非常肯定他现在，他仍然在这个过程中间，我不是非常肯定他现在已经接受了悔改，接受了耶稣。但是他在这个过程之中，这是一个例子，就是神的话在开始产出收获。
Just another example of God's word producing a harvest is one of the men in our like small little church.
第二个神的话会产出收获的一个故事，是有关我们这个很小的教会中间的一个人。
And he is from.He is from a Muslim background and also from just a very broken life.
他是也是伊斯兰教的背景，然后他原来的这个生活是非常破碎的。
Like very broken family.
从一个破碎的家庭来的。
And I would go into Bible study with him for the last 2 years, and I would always come out discouraged, nearly always come out discouraged.
然后我过去的两年跟他一起，每一次跟他一起查经。完了之后就觉得非常的灰心，几乎每一次都是非常的灰心。
I'd be like, oh man, he didn't understand what I was trying to explain to him from the God's word again.
我的感觉就是，哎呀，他实在是不懂我在跟他说什么，又是这样子一次的又一次。
Or like the same wrong thoughts or wrong beliefs, he just still has them.
所有的那些不对的思想啊，不对的信仰，他仍然还是原来那个样子。
And Amber will know I will come home from Bible study and she will ask me, how is it?
有一次相当于我从那个从那个圣查经回来，他们问我，哎，怎么样啊？
And I'll just be like, huh, meh. Do you guys say meh? Whatever.
我回答就是。
But it's incredible. If I look over like 4 or 5 year period of his life,
但是非常奇妙的是一如果是我看过去的四五年的时间，在他的生命的中间
，there is incredible change。
这个他的改变，他生命的改变是非常非常的不可思议。
Some incredible sanctification that has happened, some incredible transformation。
是有神的 不可思议的捷径发生在这个人的身上。
When we first started discipling him, he used to rule his wife really harshly. In fact, he used to beat his wife.
当我们一起开始这个相当于门徒造就的时候，他原来那个样子就是对他老婆非常的不好，甚至有时候打他的老婆。
But now he serves his wife.
现在他开始替他老婆做事情，服侍他的老婆。
Like he helps her.
他帮他做事情。
One day, well, he's older than me, but one day he came running up to me.
他比我年纪大，有一天他跑到我这儿来。
And he said, Ben, for the first time ever, I did the dishes in my house.
他跟我说 ，Ben, 我生下来第一次我在家里洗碗。
Now I don't know if Chinese men actually do dishes. Is that I don't know.
I don't know. 他说我不知道，中国的丈夫在家里到底是不是。
But it was just a mentality. You all do. Okay, okay. So, it was the first time in 45 years, maybe, that he had done the dishes.
对他来说是45年，活了45岁，第一次在家里洗碗。
Oh, another difference was he has 6 children, and he always used to teach them poetry.
另外一个改变是他。家里有六个孩子啊，他平时以前在家里就是教他孩子诗词。
And they would have like family devotion around poetry, but not the Bible.
然后他们家里的就像灵修一样的时间呢，主要是在讲诗词啊，根本不是在讲圣经。
But now they barely look at poetry anymore, and they just keep reading the Bible together as a family.
现在他们家在一起的时间，他们都不再去看诗词，而是在一起学习查考圣经。
So there are many other examples I could give of God's word in his life, slowly producing a harvest.
然后在他生命的改变中间，还有很多很多的故事，但是都指向一点：神的话在。产出收获。
So, yeah, I'm running out of time, but let this be an encouragement to us to keep going ourselves.
希望这个能够成为我们每一个人的鼓励。
Like, maybe there is someone that you know, maybe someone at work or at college or maybe a friend.
也许在你身边的人或者是你的同事，或者是你的朋友。
You know, like with my friend Ernest, you could go and get lunch with them and ask them if they've ever read the Bible or ask them what they believe.
就像我讲到我和我的朋友 Ernest 一样，也许你可以邀请他们一起去吃个中饭，然后问他，哎，你知道耶稣啊？你愿意不愿意一起学习圣经？
And we can be confident because God's word produces a harvest.
我们应该要有这个信心。有这个自信，因为神的话会产出收获。
Or maybe there is someone who you think might want to come to church.
也许你知道有人可能他是愿意到教会来。
You know, there was a recent study done that said there are 3 million people in America that are waiting to come to church, but just nobody has asked them.
最近有一个调查说，在美国有300万的人，他其实非常想要到教会来，但是。从来没有人邀请他们到教会来过。
So invite people to church because God's word produces a harvest.
所以你们要去邀请人到教会来，因为神的话会产出收获。
Or maybe there is someone who you see has some areas where they need discipleship.
也许你会看到有的人他需要门徒造就。
Maybe you see that they don't help their wife with the dishes at home.
也许你知道有人从来不帮他太太洗碗
，or some other area，
或者在其他方面还需要
改
进。
Why not meet up with them and read the Bible with them for a bit？
你可以去跟他们一起跟他见面，然后跟他一起读圣经。
Because God's word produces a harvest，
因为神的话会产出收获。
And it's not just Chinese people that you guys can reach as well， I think。
并且你们不要只是局限于去，和那些中国人去把这个信息分享给他们。
You know, like God has brought you guys here with amazing Chinese ministry, but you guys can also reach Americans. like white Americans.
神在这里给了你们非常好的一个华语的事工啊，但是你们也可以把这个事工扩展到把福音传给其他国家的人，美国人。
We were with some Chinese Christian friends recently in Austin.
我们碰到了几个中国朋友他们是基督徒在 Austin.
And they were like, you know, it's easy for us to do ministry with Chinese people, but we find it very scary with American, like a native, like people from America.
他们说好像在中国朋友中间传福音还是比较容易一点，但是有时候觉得有点害怕去给外国人传福音，美国人传福音，本地人传福音。
But the amazing thing is that maybe we think that like most Americans, maybe they have heard the gospel and then they have just rejected it. They like they know everything, but they just don't care. Is what we think maybe.
有一个想法就是，也许他们都听过福音，但是不愿意接受，他们拒绝福音。
But most Americans actually don't know what Jesus actually says.
但是绝大部分美国人那些人，其实他们不知道耶稣说的什么。
We were at another friend's house recently.
我们在另外一个朋友的家里最近。
And her friend was there.
他的朋友也在那里。
And we started talking about Christianity. This is in America.
然后我们开始讲基督教在美国。
And you know, her friend said, you know, I'm from a Christian home, but you know, I've rejected it.
他的朋友说，我是在基督徒家庭长大，但是我不接受基督教。
She said, like faith is nice, but I don't believe that Jesus is the only way.
他说有信仰是很好的，但是我不相信耶稣是唯一的道路。
And you know, I think that people should just be able to live however they want and love whoever they want and all the stuff with kind of LGBT. She was like, it's good.
他说人可以有自己的选择去过他们的生活做他们做的事情。所有的其他的 LGBT 这样的事情，他们如果他们想去做，他们就可以去做。
So kind of like an intimidating person. She was very outspoken, very strong in her conviction.
这个人好像这个看起来有点比较可怕啊，他好像这个很强势的那么一个人。
And then we asked her, we said, well, have you actually read the Bible?
然后我们问他这个问题，你有没有真正读过圣经？有没有读过圣经？
You know, you grew up in a Christian home, but as an adult, did you actually read it?
我们知道你是在基督徒家长大的，但是你成人以后有没有读过圣经？
And she kind of looked at us very like sheep, like very sheepishly, we say, like very like embarrassed.
然后他看我们好像有点很不好意思的样子。
And she said, "No, I've never actually read it."
然后他说，没有，我从来没有读过圣经。
And we were like, "Well, you need to read it then. At least know what you're rejecting."
然后我们就说，你必须要去读圣经，你要知道你到底拒绝的到底是什么。
And I say that to say that most Americans who act like they know what the Bible says don't actually know what the Bible says.
我知道，就是其实很多美国人，他觉得他知道圣经说的是什么，其实他们不知道圣经讲的是什么。
And so we can share the message with them as well, because God's word will produce a harvest.
所以我们也可以跟那些人跟他们讲圣经，因为神的话会产出收获。
And finally, maybe you're here today, maybe for the first time, maybe you're a visitor, and maybe you've never read the Bible.
也许最后，我们中间有的人也许是第一次来到教会，也许你从来没有读过一次圣经。
Maybe you think it's a bad book, or a Western book, or an incorrect book.
如果你，也许你会觉得这个不是一本很好的书，或者是就是这是一个西方的书，或者是这个书上讲的东西都不是正确的。
I just want to encourage you that the Bible is one of the oldest books.
我要想鼓励你跟你说这个圣经是最古老的书。
It goes back over 4,000 years of writing and 6,000 years of history.
这个圣经是它的写作是往前看有4000多年，它讲的是6000多年的历史。
It's also not a Western book, actually it is an Eastern book.
它不是一本西方的书，实际上是一本东方的书。
I think the stories about Jesus are easier to understand for Eastern people than for Western people.
我认为其实耶稣的故事东方人更容易接受，东方人比西方人更容易接受。
And it is also the most published book in the whole of history.
然后这是 人类历史上出版最多的书，圣经。
In thousands of languages.
有几千种的语言。
So if you would consider yourself like a thinking or a rational adult today,
如果你今天认为你自己是一个有思想、有理智的成人，
but you have not actually read the Bible,
但是你还没有读过圣经，
then you must read it.
你必须要读。
You must read it.
你必须要读。
And if you read it, you may find,
如果你读的话，你可能会发现。
That it produces an amazing harvest in your life.
圣经神的话会在你的生命中间产出奇妙的收获。
You may find that the love of Jesus that we find in it.
你会看到我们在圣经中间看到的耶稣的爱。
Produces peace and joy that you have never known before.
耶稣的爱它会产出平安喜乐，这种平安喜乐是你以前从来没有经历过的。
And if you even put your trust in Him, then you will find eternal life.
如果你把你自己的信靠放在耶稣的身上，你会得到永恒的生命。
And I'm sure someone here, it may be the person that bought you, if you've never read the Bible before, they would love to read it with you or a Bible study here or something.
我知道你如果没有读过圣经，我们这边有肯定有人会愿意跟你一起读圣经，一起来读神的话语。
So anyway, we can be confident, you know, spreading the message of the gospel, reading the Bible with people, because God's word does produce a harvest.
一定要有这个信心，有这个自信，和人一起读圣经，分享耶稣，因为神的话会产出收获。
Let me pray.Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of the gospel. We thank you for your word which contains it. We thank you that it is powerful, even if it is not always fast, it is powerful to produce a harvest in others and in us. So Father, I pray that you would let your word and the message of the gospel shape us and produce a harvest in us. Father, I pray.For those who are here who do not know you and who have never even read the Bible, Father, I pray that they would read it and they would find in it the most amazing, because it contains the most amazing news about Jesus who came to die for sinners to have everlasting life. So, Father, I just pray that also for this congregation that you would give them boldness and you would give them courage to keep scattering your word, even with the people that they find intimidating, maybe...secular Americans or maybe their family. Father, I pray that you would give them boldness and confidence that your word does produce a harvest. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.